witnessed as an ummah and everyone around the globe in the last year or more has been, in a broader sense, a clash of civilizations. It has been the clash between faith and materialism, between truth versus falsehood, and belief versus disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the objective of the unbelievers, the disbelievers, and the antagonists and the aggressors in the Quran al-Kareem. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Their objective, their stated objective, is that they want to completely annihilate, eradicate, and extinguish the deen of Allah, the light of Allah. However, this given their position, or this being their given position, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then responds to say, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِي. Notwithstanding all their efforts, all their aggression, and all their attempts in annihilation, in extermination, in dismantling, in whatever they wish to acquire or achieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِي. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, and it is His will that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's nur and the deen of Islam and the true believers will ultimately prevail. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although this is something that agitates the disbelievers, it is something that they cannot tolerate, it frustrates them, it makes them very uneasy, it causes them a great amount of discomfort, they cannot come to the point of acceptance. However, they are forced by means of the prevailing circumstances to accede, to retreat, and to concede. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise and Allah's word will prevail. So whatever we have witnessed indeed is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Alameen does things in keeping with His grand wisdom, His master plan, and on His terms. We of course are required to make our effort, to make dua, to rectify ourselves, to transform ourselves, and to engage ourselves in those efforts that will ultimately draw the mercy of Allah and will bring the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fruition for us. But the terms of that plan and the rollout and the manner and the finer details of it, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prerogative. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will complete His plan in according to His grand wisdom. And this is the faith that we have. And this is where the clash is. And this is where the conflict is. That we have a civilization. We have people in this world who believe in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Our iman, our belief is in ghayb. And this is something which the disbelievers cannot grasp. It's something that is beyond their surface thinking and understanding. And where does this surface thinking and understanding emanate from? It emanates from the fact that you are unable to resign yourself and to submit yourself to the belief of revelation. And a believer submits to it unconditionally. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So therefore we find in the Quran al-Kareem as revelation was coming down, the Meccans would use different opportunities to object, to agitate, and to question. That how? You speak about a hellfire. Where is that fire? Bring it down. Show it to us. You're speaking about angels. Where are they? We can't see anything. You speak about so many different things of the unseen. You speak about a day of Qiyamah. Let it happen. We want to experience it, to believe in it. And this is the emptiness of disbelief. And the fullness of belief is آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. I believe with an open chest, fully, unequivocally, unapologetically, that most certainly we believe in the wonders of Allah. We believe in the angels of Allah. We believe in the books of Allah. We believe in the messengers of Allah. And we believe in the last day and everything else that is required in terms of the belief of the unseen. So the disbelievers, when revelation would come down, in Surah Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the gatekeepers of hellfire. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ أَشَرَ. Allah says that there are 19 gatekeepers of the hellfire. Now, generally, the Quran al-Kareem, its style is that where there is no need to give finer details, we find the Quran al-Kareem will make mention of incidents and narratives without giving finer details. But in this particular instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified and gave the number, 19 gatekeepers of the hellfire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً. The reason why we specified the number 19, because it will test the patience and it will agitate those who do not believe in this verse, who do not believe in revelation. جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ فِتْنَةً لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And that very same verse which tested the disbeliever and agitated the disbeliever became a means of increasing the iman of the believer. This is the paradigm. That which causes discomfort, uneasiness, agitation to a disbeliever, that very verse and revelation is a source of fortification and strengthening the belief of the believer. So what does Abu Jahl say, father of ignorance, and Fir'aun hadhihi al-ummah? Abu Jahl was known as the Pharaoh of this ummah. Why? Because he had the mindset of Pharaoh. He had the mindset of Fir'aun. And what was the mindset of Fir'aun? That I am indomitable. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَلُ. Fir'aun is telling his ministers and his military personnel that there is no God for you besides me. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ. I cannot see another God. I cannot see another supreme being besides myself. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So what is Musa alayhi salam talking about? Where does he come with this idea from? And then to further mock the revelation and mock the Nabi and to spin the false narrative for his audience and for his people, he says, Ya Haman, Ibni li صرحا لألي أطلع إلى إله موسى فأوقد لي يا هامان ابن لي صرحا. He says, oh Haman, Erect for me a staircase to the heavens so I can climb up there and go and see for myself where the Allah and the God of Musa really is. لَأَلِّي أَتَّلِئُ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ وَإِنِّي لَأَذُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ Because I am convinced that he is lying. There's no truth behind what he is saying. We regard him to be a magician, a fortune teller, a liar. So this is the of disbelief and the mentality of a Pharaoh. So what does Abu Jahl say in terms of this ayah? Abu Jahl comes back and says, if there are 19 gatekeepers of the fire, and according to the messenger, we are going into the fire, we can take them out. 19 is not a big number. We can take them out. And we'll take them out and we will then go into paradise. We'll go take our rightful place in Jannah. And whereas what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say as far as the fire is concerned? That whenever they want to come out of this fire, there will be a glimmer of hope. When they want to come out of this fire, then u'idu fiha. Kullama aradu ay yakhruju minha u'idu fiha. Whenever they will find a glimmer of hope to escape from the fire, they will be returned into it deeper and deeper. Because of this obstinacy of theirs, because of this attitude of theirs, and because of this mentality of disbelief and being indomitable above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the supreme. So we find that this creed of disbelief and not wanting to accept and submit to the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's code and creed is something that costs the disbelievers dearly. It costs them humiliation in this world and in Al-Akhirah. May Allah protect us all from the fire. But that will be the ultimate humiliation and the ultimate defeat of their narrative and of their falsehood. So what we have witnessed is a scene and a sign for the believers that not let anyone weaken your faith. Don't allow anyone to mock you. Don't allow anyone to be able to dampen your spirit. Because this is how the false narrative is spun. To create this uncertainty in the hearts and minds of people. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ The battle of Ahzab has great relevance and inspiration for us today. A very similar situation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had migrated from the persecution of 13 long years in Makkatul Mukarramah. He had now come and found a peaceful life in Madinatul Munawwara, established a strong society based on values, a diverse community based on values and peace. But in the nature of the mischief makers, 20 Jews go to Makkatul Mukarramah. Are you going to allow this? Are you going to let them live in peace? Are you going to allow them to consolidate, strengthen themselves, and then come for us? Is this what are you going to allow? We cannot let it happen. Discussion, motivation, negotiation, creation of a joint force. Al-Ahzab means the alliances. Bring it today and apply it. Put everyone together. The Jews, the Meccans, the idolaters, the hypocrites, the Bedouins, 10,000. Massive army. It is mentioned in the books of history that if that army had invaded Medina Sharif when Medina was not protected or they were able to have access to it, then they would have had the opportunity to kill everyone in Medina. That's how small the population of Medina really was. So 10,000 people would have been easily able to overcome them. However, we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam consulted with the Sahaba. A trench was then dug, a tunnel. Again, we see the similarities. The survival of everything that was done by the resistance was done primarily through the tunnels. The tunnels was the mode of survival in terms of the aggression and the very oppression that they were facing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this tunnel, this ditch, this trench dug, and there's so much of inspiration in all of it. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, groups of 10, in the wintry months of, in the depth of winter, they then dig this deep trench, and when the enemy does arrive, they are caught by surprise. Because this was supposed to be the decisive war. It was supposed to be the kill-off. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They want to wipe out the believers. They want to wipe out Islam. So the rest of it, of course, there's a lot of detail in it. But the lessons from it, that very situation which creates agitation and discomfort for the disbelievers, they were frustrated. They tried everything. They brought all their power. They brought all their military might. And now they were frustrated with this trench. However, again, we know Banu Qurayza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a treaty with them. They are living in the Sina. They are then coaxed into breaking their treaty and coming onto the side of the disbelievers. And now Medina Sharif is exposed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the difficulty that the Muslims were under, the trauma, the pain, the type of emotional disadvantage that they found themselves in. إِزَّاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبِ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَذُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah says, when the eyes became shocked and the hearts reached the throats, referring to the people of Medina Sharif, the believers, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, and they were emotionally shaken because now they were, had an army which was standing right in front of them, 10,000 strong, and now they were exposed from the rear by the treachery of Banu Qurayza, the Jews of Banu Qurayza. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately gave the believers that courage, that himmat, that strength, that spirit, that fortification. And this is what is required. This is our takeaway from all of this that has happened. That as believers, we need to strengthen ourselves. All of this should bring us to a point of greater understanding and realization in the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the unseen, in our iman, in our faith. Thereafter, we find a strong wind comes, a windstorm comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes panic and disarray among this alliance of disbelief, this joint forces, and they have to flee, and they are all gone, and they retreat, and Medina is safe. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says that after this, previously we were always disadvantaged, meaning the disbelievers used to take the advantage to attack us and to come for us. After the battle of Trench and Ahzab, now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the initiative is with us. This was the tipping point. This was where the balance had now tilted. And we find from there on, 5 AH, Islam then ascended. It grew and it got stronger and stronger and stronger throughout the years that came thereafter. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, that we are at a tipping point. This is a new dawn of hope that we have. And we need to seize this opportunity and this moment. We are all part of the bigger war, if you want to call it, of the bigger struggle that is taking place, the clash of civilizations, the struggle between belief and disbelief, the struggle between faith and materialism. We are all part of it. And we need to keep ourselves firmly anchored on the side of truth and the side of faith, the side of faith and iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us there, my dear friends. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this glad tiding to the Sahaba that the advantage is going to be with us now. And the disbelievers' back was broken. Their spirit was now completely dismantled. And what they tried to achieve, not one goal of theirs was achieved. So again, relevance. We see the relevance with what is happening today. And therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to strengthen them there and to strengthen us here. And we need to continue with our contribution. As I said, it is all one objective. This is one group. We are one ummah. We are one army. And everyone's effort makes a difference. Our pain that we feel is a pain that we contribute towards the struggle. Our tears that we shed are tears that we shed for them and for Islam and for the upliftment of the deen. And every other contribution that we make, being vocal, being active, being an activist, being our activism, everything contributes towards the upliftment and the ultimate outcome of the believers and Deenul Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, to give us the tawfiq and ability. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This Quranic formula must be in front of us all the time. Morning and evening we should reflect over it, or at least once a week, that إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my salah that I'm performing, وَنُسُكِي, all my observances, and whatever I perform for the sake of Allah, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي, and my life and my death, my living and my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Another affirmation of faith and iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us formulas of fortification, of intensifying our iman, of strengthening our iman. This is not something that will just happen wishfully, that we are just part of everything and we're going with the motion. But we've got to be serious about it. We've got to be sincere and genuine about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. I am pleased and I'm happy that Allah is my Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا, and Islam as my way, Islam as my deen. وَبِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. And I am glad and I am greatly elated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and I follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant resounding victory to the resistance and to everyone who is fighting the cause of justice and truth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allow this happiness and joy that has now being experienced to continue. Allah give it perpetuity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it increase. And inshallah, we hope that better days will be seen when the ummah will be able to make greater strides. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help be with us and with everyone. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.